you out there in radio land. You're listening to KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM. For our virtual listeners, please stay locked on our website, kptc.org. I'm Marianne McNellis. This show is called Our Town. The show highlights some of the unique personalities that make Jefferson County, Washington, such a special place. The COVID lockdown continues, at least for those of us exercising the proverbial abundance of caution. When the lockdown first hit, we ran a couple of reruns of old Our Town episodes because we literally could not use our studio. KPTZ's recording studio is all closed down. Individual DJs have been able to creep into the building and record their shows in solitary confinement with the equipment. But those of us who have live guests on their shows have not been able to invite them to the studio. But the show must go on. So with a little bit of computer magic, we're currently recording this show without even visiting the world headquarters of KPTZ. Our audio quality might not be up to our usual standards. We're all making compromises during the pandemic, and there are still compelling stories to tell. The whole purpose of Our Town is to share the stories of some of the fascinating people here, but the show is only a half hour long, not long enough to do justice to some of our fellow citizens. So consider it a synopsis. We try to get our guests to talk about their lives, their dreams, and how they ended up on the western edge of the continent, able to look across the Strait of Juan de Fuca right at Vancouver Island, Canada. Over time, we'll be talking with firefighters and foodies, bus drivers and baristas, the lawyers and the ladies who lunch. We try to find out what makes them tick and what they think about living in beautiful Jefferson County amid the deer, the otter, and even the magnificent soaring eagles. The past few weeks have brought remarkable changes to our country and our county. Now, more than ever, don't you wonder who the people are that you see around town? Of course, it's a little bit harder to eavesdrop on conversations when people are wearing masks. It's a double-edged sword. It keeps our particles in, but it keeps eavesdropping out. Anyhow, I'm happy to report masks are becoming a fashion accessory here. After all, a creative community like this will always find a way to express itself. We've all been impacted by the pandemic, but there's one group of young people that's been particularly flipped on its head. I'm talking about the class of 2020. Prom, graduation, parties, forget about it. My guest today is Izzy Hammett. She's a member of the class of Port Townsend High School's class of 2020. Izzy and her classmates were eagerly looking forward to concluding their senior year, but it was not to be. March rolled around and everything fell to pieces. All of a sudden, everyone was studying at home. So welcome to the show, Izzy.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Good. Before we start talking about your senior year, I'd like our listeners to hear a little bit about your background. Are you a local girl born and bred here in Port Townsend?
Well, I was definitely raised here. I came up from California when I was six, so I've been through Grand Street, Blue Heron, and the high school. So I was definitely raised here.
Definitely a local girl. You say you moved here when you were six. What prompted that?
My dad was in the Navy and we had to get shipped up, and my mom heard that it was either Washington or another place, and she wanted to live in Port Townsend. So my dad was like, well, I guess we're moving to Washington. We stayed here.
Good. Now, is your dad still in the military?
No, he retired in 2013, but he was in there for 20 years.
What's he doing now?
He's an IT tech at the casino.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And your mom, what does she do?
She works at Jefferson Mental Health as a reception.
Okay. Are you an only child or do you have brothers and sisters?
I'm the only girl, but I have three brothers. I have two older and one younger.
Wow. What was it like growing up in a house full of boys?
It was definitely interesting, I would say. A stronger person, physical and mentally.
Yeah. Did you play a lot of sports with them?
I did play a lot of sports, mainly basketball, but I tossed the football around a little bit, but I wouldn't say I'm a quarterback or anything.
Yeah. Well, obviously our listeners can't see you, but you're tall. That probably aids in being a basketball player. How tall are you?
I'm roughly 6 foot, almost 6'1". I'm definitely a big, tall person.
So did you play sports in high school?
Yeah, I played all 4 years. I played volleyball and basketball, and I played softball 1 year. I was going to play this year, but sadly because of COVID, I wasn't able to finish the season.
And when everyone goes to high school, there are some classes they really click and they like, and there are some that not so much. So what would you say your favorites were versus your not so favorite?
My favorite class was probably my seventh period with Mr. Dow, my psychology class. I'm majoring in psychology, so I just grew towards that one because it was so much fun to learn about the brain. My least favorite would probably be physics. It gave me the most struggles, but it was fun to learn, but it was definitely a struggle for me.
Yeah, that could be tough. Now, you say you're interested in majoring in psychology, and you also mentioned that your mom works for the Jefferson County Mental Health Department. Did that influence that choice?
It didn't. I've always knew I wanted to study the brain in like seventh, eighth grade. I just always found it fascinating because I've had a learning disability. So I knew my brain was different than everybody's, and I wanted to find out deeper why that was.
You mentioned that you have a learning disability. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so I have what's called dyslexia. It makes reading and writing difficult. But as you grow up, you learn how to work with it instead of against it. It definitely made me a harder working student. So I kind of, I don't want to say appreciate it, but it definitely is more of a gift.
You mentioned seventh and eighth grade having some impact in terms of psychology. Did you study a little bit of it then, even at that young age?
I was on YouTube and I found a TED Talk, and it talked about mental health. It talked about anxiety and depression. And I just fell in love with how the brain worked and how your brain controls so much of your body. I just find it so fascinating. Ever since I watched that video, I was like, well, if I do this, like, how does my brain work? And like, if I'm reading, my brain's working, like, what part of my brain is working? There's just so many different parts of it that I was like, okay, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to learn.
That's great. You and all your cohorts had to switch to online learning because of the virus. Now, you've said that reading and writing can be more difficult for you. What about online learning? Is that a big challenge for you?
I would say it was a challenge. Personally, I like being in class, being there and learning and seeing for myself, and having, I guess, like the technology, it wasn't the same as hearing it in person. I worked around it, of course, but like it was definitely a struggle at first.
You mentioned the other day that at first when it happened, classes weren't really organized on Zoom or anything. It was sort of a hit and miss. How did it evolve at Port Townsend High School?
At first, they weren't technically mandatory, but it was definitely like if you wanted to learn more, you should definitely should have gone. But then they put out a schedule. So you would have English class at 9 and then to 10, and then it would become like a schedule. So they sent it out in the mail and you could see where your classes were, so you can jump onto Zoom and like have your classes.
Did you personally experience any technical difficulties? I know some people did.
Yeah, I did. My laptop, when I talked, it was very staticky and no one could understand what I was saying. So I had to move to my phone, be able to talk and communicate, because I definitely could not type, because then I wouldn't know how to spell like the words.
But it sounds like you sort of mastered it.
It took a lot of failing and retrying and find my like routine, which I'm happy with my routine now.
You told me that there was a way that you were able to get some extra credit during this period of time.
Yeah. Some teachers, like my math teacher, he would give like daily questions or like question of the day, and you could fill it out and then take a picture and like email him and saying like, hey, I figured out the question. If you could get extra credit from that.
Did that help you with your GPA?
Oh yeah, that definitely bumped up my grade a little bit, because I had roughly like a B+, and that bumped it up to an A, which was really, really nice.
That's great. Were you one of these kids who decided well in advance that you wanted to go to college, or was it something you had to think about when you were a junior? Did you want to apply?
I definitely knew I always wanted to go to college. School is rough for me, but I never let that stop me. And I want to become a mental health. I want to become a therapist. So to achieve that goal, I have to go to college. So I just always knew I was going to go to college.
How did you decide what college you wanted to go to?
I got 3 offers. I was going to go to Central, but I was talking to a teacher and she was like, well, what about PLU, Pacific Lutheran? And I never heard of it. I didn't even know where it was. And she was like, well, just look it up, research it, and then take a tour. And I was like, okay. So I went on the tour and I fell in love with it. I stepped on campus and I was like, this is my school. Like, this is where I want to go. They gave me some money to go to their school. And I was like, okay, this is, you're giving me money to go to your school.
That's excellent. How big a school is it?
It's not that big. There's only roughly like 3,000 kids that go there.
Well, I think going somewhere like UW after graduating from Fort Townsend High School might be a bit intimidating with that many kids.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the class sizes would be huge. I don't know if I could. That would be really scary.
So are the class sizes more manageable at PLU?
Yeah, so the only big class that I'm going to have is my psych class, which is going to be like 60 students. But like every other class is going to have 25 to like 30 kids in it.
That's really good. Before we jump into your fall term, let's just finish talking about what happened at the end of your senior year. Everything was sort of upside down. And obviously there wasn't a prom, but there was some sort of graduation. Tell me how you guys figured out the graduation.
I'm a part of ASB, and Ms. Earhart was saying how we're going to have a Zoom to talk about how we thought we should proceed with it. The drive-in said we could go and have a little graduation there. And then Roland said we can have a serpentine kind of thing around town. The community members can, at a safe distance, come out and like support the senior class. I think it was a brilliant idea because a lot of kids still were able to go and still have a fun time. We're graduated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you did sort of the serpentine thing through town and then you got to the drive-in. Now, how did that work? Did everyone stay in the cars or did you get out? How did it happen?
So the only time kids got out is when we were going to move the tassel and then I guess throw our hats up. And I got out because I got the Andy Palmer. So I was able to go out and get up on stage and accept my award. And the class speakers, they were able to go out. But other than that, everybody stayed in their car until we threw our hats up.
A lot of our listeners might not know about the Andy Palmer Scholarship. Can you tell us about it?
So the Andy Palmer Scholarship is definitely one that I'm very proud of getting. So there's this kid that graduated from the high school. His name was Andy Palmer. And he was a really, really sweet, kind, respectful, and he was an athlete. So a lot of the times the scholarship goes out to an athlete that is similar to Andy. Definitely an honor to get this scholarship because it, I guess, reflects yourself and you're like, well, I guess I am like a sweet, like kind, kind-hearted person. So it definitely, I guess, is a confidence boost.
Yeah, that sounds great. You're listening to KPTZ Fort Townsend 91.9 FM. The show is called Our Town. I'm your host, Marianne McNellis. Our Town profiles some of the fascinating people who live and work on the Olympic Peninsula. Today, my guest is Izzy Hammett, who just graduated from Fort Townsend High School. We were just talking about her going to college and the Andy Palmer Scholarship, a great honor that she just received when she graduated. Did you get any other scholarships? I know you're an athlete. Did you get any athletic scholarships?
I did get Most Valuable, I think. It was like amongst the girls, which was really, really nice. But I also got alumni scholarship because my mom was born and raised here and I have a lot of family here that went to the high school. So I put in an application naming everybody, like my cousins, my aunts, grandparents, everybody that went to the school. And I got the scholarship, which was really nice.
When I first talked to you a little while back in the summer, you were hopeful that you'd be able to go to campus, but I guess that's not looking like it's happening now.
No, a lot of my classes are remote. I'm going to be staying in PT till COVID slows down and is safe for people to go to class.
Do you know anyone else that's going to PLU? Any of your friends or acquaintances?
Right now, I think it's just me, but we'll see.
What are you going to be taking?
I actually am really excited. So I have psychology, and then I have a creative writing class, which is mostly going to be about the U.S. and Mexican border, which I'm very excited to learn more about. And then history of jazz, which I didn't know you could take the history of jazz in college, but I'm excited to learn. And then a personal fitness class, working out, which is something I know.
When you go to PLU, do you have to declare your major right away or do you wait?
Talking with my counselor saying, I know I want to major in psychology. And it was strange because she told me that a lot of first year students don't get their major their first year, like a class. So that's dope. Like, that's really fun. Like, I get my major my first year. I'm excited.
Now, we talked a little earlier about online learning, and you've had a taste of it this year. And this year, because you already knew the teachers and your classmates and everything, so in a way, you eased into it a bit. Now you're facing a different situation where it's new teachers. Have you been in touch with any of them so far?
I have been in touch with 3 of my 4 professors, which is really nice. And I told them a little bit about myself and introduced myself. But
do they seem like they're open toward giving you a hand and sense of working with your dyslexia?
Oh, yeah. So I emailed them a little bit about it just to give them, I guess, a heads up saying, like, right, I'm going to your class, I have a learning disability. And they were all very welcoming towards it and gave me the information for the students with disabilities and how I can get my accommodations. And it was really, really nice to know that I wasn't going to go in alone, I guess.
That's really good. Have they made any statements yet about what happens with the winter semester?
Kids can go onto campus if their classes are not remote, but majority of the campus is going to be closed and you have to wear a mask 24/7 if you go anywhere outside your dorm. They said that during spring, the campus should open up more, but you never really know with COVID.
Yeah, exactly. I know another kid who's going to a much bigger university, and he told me that the dorms, which typically have 2 or 3 students per room, they've decided that there's only going to be 1 per room. But the problem with that is there's no way enough space.
I was trying to get in a dorm because I didn't know if any of my classes were going to be on Zoom or not. And they gave me this survey if my home wasn't very safe or if like my classes were on campus, and you have to take this survey. So there's probably going to be like, if someone needs it more, they'll give it to them.
For now, I guess it's so much up there's in the air for everyone.
Yeah. And it's just a crazy time. I don't even know what to say.
It's a very exciting time for you and for all your colleagues as well who are going to go to school. And when you look back on your senior year, what do you think you'll remember most?
Definitely when the school got shut down. That's going to be, but I'm also going to remember the good times on the court and like with my classmates in class and a lot of basketball and sports, because that's kind of, I don't know, that was definitely my happy place, is running up and down my court and hanging out with my teammates. I guess COVID is going to play a big part of that.
Yeah, I would think so. So how did the basketball team do this year?
We actually got a new coach this year, which she's an amazing coach. She was hard, but in a good way. She pushed us to a place that we couldn't even see ourselves. And I think the girls are going to have an amazing time next year, and they're going to go very far next year. We took 2nd in league, which kind of sucks, but it's still good. And I think next year they're going to take league and do a lot better.
Good.
Yeah.
Does the Port Townsend basketball team, are they all as tall as you, or are you the outstanding tallest kid?
I'm definitely the tallest, but there's 2 other girls, Katie Ballard and Gina Brown. They're getting up there. So I hope Gina Brown comes 6'2".
Why not? That sounds like fun. Just for a frame of reference, are your brothers also as tall as you are?
So I think I'm the tallest out of everybody.
Well, the 14-year-old still has time to catch up.
And he's getting pretty big, too. He's getting tall. He might take my place. I don't know.
Yeah, hard to say. So how far away, distance-wise, is it to PLU? By car, it's what, 3 or 4 hours?
Yeah, it's about 2 hours. It's not that far. Not in Tacoma.
But it's far enough. Once you go, you'll have some separation from home and everything. Are you a little nervous about the whole proposition?
There are some nerves, but I feel like my parents have done a really good job of raising me, and I think it's going to be fine. But I know if I need anything, they'll be there for me, which is really, really nice.
It is. Excellent.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing, this COVID situation. So tell me, I know you're wearing a mask when you're out in public. What kind of mask are you favoring?
Actually, for a graduation, with our cap and gown, we got a mask. So I just use my graduation mask. It's a little cloth one. I don't know if you've seen them around town. They have like little feathers on them. They're red and black. They're actually really cool.
No, I haven't seen them. They sound really cool. But are they washable?
I think so. I washed mine, so I hope they are.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good. But of course, I guess everyone sort of needs a wardrobe of masks if this goes on for a while.
Need some different colored ones.
Some people are matching it to their outfits, which
some people get like really cool with it. Some masks, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a really cool mask. Like, where did you get it?
I saw someone the other day who had big red lips on their mask. Pretty cool, you know. Why not enjoy it if you can? Yeah. I guess we're lucky being in a rural community where COVID has not hit as bad as elsewhere in the country.
Once it hit Port Townsend, I knew it was real because nothing terrible really happens in PT. It's all, I guess we're like in our own little bubble. So once like cases were happening, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is happening. Like this is real. Like, I don't know. It kind of like took me back for a second.
Exactly. So the kids that you hung out with the most in school at PT High School, are they all going on to college? Are they working or what's happening with your group?
Some of them are going to community college and then some of them are kind of taking a gap year to save money to go to college. I know one of my friends, he's going to try to work on the ferry boat because he's really into like maritime and like boat academy and stuff like that.
Well, that sounds like an interesting path to take.
It should be fun though.
Yeah. One thing I'm curious about, if you take a gap year, do you have to reapply? I mean, the acceptances that you got for this year, if you opt not to go, does it still count or you have to reapply?
I think you might have to reapply. If I was taking a gap year, I'd reapply just in case. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, an interesting question, because if you reapply, you'd not only be competing with those people who took a gap year from the class of 2020, but the people from the class of 21 who are also applying. So there might be a lot more people applying for those spaces.
That is true.
Very possible. Since you went to grammar school and high school here, some of the kids you've probably known more or less since you were 6 years old.
Yeah, it's crazy because I've seen them grown up and they've seen me grow up and to the people we are today. You look at some kids and you're like, I never would have thought you would turn out this way. It's crazy to think I had kindergarten with some of these kids. And like, I look at my CWP class and I'm like, oh my God, like I had kindergarten with you, like they're all so grown up now. Like people have like beards now and it's crazy. Yeah.
Use an example of someone who grew up and you were just sort of surprised how they turned out.
Some kids are just so smart. Like Lou Babick, he's a really smart kid. And I had kindergarten with him. I just always was like, I just want to read like him. And I like, a lot of kids are really, really smart. Like Lily Montgomery. Oh my goodness. I wish I had her brain. Like she's just quick on the computer and her essays are always so good.
Well, I'm sure they say equally good things about you too.
I hope so.
Yeah. You know, who would have thought that little six-year-old would be 6'1"?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
different perspective on the world. Reflecting back on high school again, are there particular teachers that you think really shaped you and influenced you?
Yeah, I would definitely say Ms. Olson. She was my case manager for my IEP. She is an amazing teacher. She's hard, but she pushes you to places that you should be at, and she knows your like worth and your learning styles, and she's an amazing teacher. I didn't thank her enough.
Anyone else you'd like to mention?
Miss Dow, her class was also hard, but she is an amazing teacher because she doesn't just focus on one learning style. She doesn't just give a textbook out and say go read it, come back with notes and we'll talk about it. She'll let us watch videos or movies and do stuff with our hands. So like artists that learn through art and moving their hands, they're able to grab it too. Everybody can learn in her class, which is really, really nice. And same with Mr. Kelly. I had him for algebra and he taught how to do one problem four different ways. And it helped a lot of students because if you don't know how to do it one way, you can do it a different way. And I think a lot of teachers like that should, I guess, get more praise because there's so many different learning styles that one way is just not going to teach all students.
That's true. And you're lucky to have some teachers like that. I know I still remember my high school English teacher. He really influenced us quite a lot. A
lot of good teachers. I didn't name all of them. There's so many more that should get more praise. But at PT, they're good teachers.
That's good. And so what did you do outside of school activities? I mean, you mentioned sports, but maybe there were other things you were up to off hours.
I paint a lot. A lot of people get surprised by that. I love painting. I have like a collage of all my friends and I paintings. I definitely like outside, hiking, going to the park, mostly just activities outside because we live in such a pretty community. Like, how could you not go to the beach or parks?
Yeah, it was difficult when they had everything shut down.
It was definitely hard to stay home and not go outside and do something.
During the summer, did you manage to do any part-time work or was that shut off because of the COVID?
So I was able to help clean. So my aunt, she needed a little help around there. So I was able to just go there by myself and clean and jam out to my music.
That's good. Good to have a little part-time job where you can pick up a little money for school.
It was a time to like think about everything and like dance with the mop. And
I've seen movies where that happens. Well, Izzy, we're almost out of time here. I'm wondering if there's anything else you would like to mention, anything about school or college.
I'm just excited to take this next step in my life, and I hope everybody in the 2020 class knows what they're doing and is excited for this next step in our lives. And I hope everybody's doing good and staying safe, especially during this crazy time.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show. You've been listening to Art Town on KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM. I'm your host, Marianne McNellis. My guest today has been Izzy Hammett, who just graduated from Port Townsend High School, and she's entering college in a few weeks. In her case, this means really studying online to start out. It's a tough thing to learn in an environment like that, but I am sure she will get there and she will have a great and fulfilling time in college. In addition to thanking Izzy for being on the show, I also want to thank my partner, John McPherson. He's the editor and producer of Our Town. We'll manage to distill what we're saying so that we sound ever so intelligent and much more eloquent than we really are. Izzy, I want you to know he'll take out some of our ums and you knows and things like that. And like all of us at KPTZ, John gets zero pay for all of his work creating the show. But now he gets combat pay for editing in the time of Corona. That's $0.00. Seriously, in an abundance of caution, we're not able to use our usual equipment, so our sound quality might not be up to our usual standards. But remember, it's the content that matters. We're all trying to make it through this crisis together. I want to thank you, the listener. KPTZ 91.9 FM is a community radio station. Everyone who works here is a volunteer. We give our time because we all believe that Jefferson County needs a free local voice. Our regular listeners know that before the pandemic, we were in the midst of renovating a building at Fort Worden, which will become our new headquarters. Needless to say, construction ground to a halt, but it's now getting back on schedule. Of course, we'll all miss our current world headquarters in the trailer in the parking lot at Mountain View School. But we're really looking forward to having a soundproof recording space. Just like all of you, all of us here at KPTZ are looking forward to returning to some form of normal. So listener, stay safe and stay healthy. I'm signing off for today, but please keep listening to KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM for more dynamic, eclectic community radio.
Our Town is an original KPTZ production created by Marianne McNellis and engineered by John McPherson.